Start here tonight with an exclusive report on the most watched sport in America, football and the NFL. Millions build their Sundays around the slate of games each week, followed by a season-ending game, the Super Bowl, which is traditionally one of the most watched events on television. But tonight, in a report you'll see only here, we focus on the fallout from many of the players who sacrifice not only their bodies, but their brains to play a game they love. The effect of repeated head trauma is showing up in the brains of former players in the form of, among other things, CTE, chronic traumatic encephalopathy, something that is typically only diagnosed in an autopsy. Well, a recent study found signs of CTE in 110 of 111 deceased players whose brains were studied. At issue tonight is a massive $1 billion settlement, payments the NFL agreed to make to players who suffer from dementia, Alzheimer's, and other cognitive problems. This story, though, focuses more on the players who didn't get a settlement based on a number of factors they argue, including race. Investigative reporter Rich McHugh has spent 6 months digging into this story, the players and the doctors. And tonight, he starts with the players who say they are now caught in a legal showdown that's not only unfair, it's unjust.
Pro football shaped my life. I had accomplished everything that I thought that I could accomplish.
He's third in all-time sacks for the New York Giants, a two-time Super Bowl champion, three-time Pro Bowler, and twice voted the NFL's Defensive Lineman of the Year. Safe to say, Leonard Marshall earned his spot among NFL royalty. He retired from the game at age 33. 10 years later, Marshall says something was off.
Yeah, I began to notice things with my behavior. I began to notice things were slipping, and I began to notice my patience was running thin. With people I loved and cared about. I didn't quite understand it.
I came home and he said I had an episode, and I called the local authorities and I felt I wanted to kill myself.
Leonard's wife, Lisa.
He couldn't express it. He just felt it, that he felt like his world was crumbling, and I couldn't understand why, because it came out of the blue.
In 2013, he volunteered to have his brain studied by a team at UCLA using PET scans to look for evidence of CTE, a progressive degenerative brain disease found in people with a history of repeated head trauma. They concluded that Marshall did, in fact, have CTE.
Was there any warning that this might be a bad thing for your mental health or your brain or anything like that?
Back in my era of football, we didn't talk about concussions. There was no warning whatsoever. I mean, I knew when I signed up to play in the National Football League that I would get beaten, battered, and bruised. But what I didn't know was that traumatic brain injury would become so prevalent.
But the NFL was aware at least as early as 1994, the year Marshall retired. It was then that NFL Commissioner Paul Tagliabue created the Mild Traumatic Brain Injury Committee. Asked about it publicly at the time, he dismissed the problem, calling concussions, quote, one of these packed journalism issues, and said that the number of concussions is, quote, relatively small.
I've played 13 years and I've suffered many injuries.
Today, Marshall is one of over 20,000 former NFL players who have registered in the NFL concussion settlement.
I am also one of the players who's fighting for equitable treatment.
Those diagnosed with ALS, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, and dementia are eligible to receive a monetary award. CTE, however, was excluded from the settlement.
Leonard had started with the process of confirming that he had CTE through UCLA.
Marshall's attorney, Jason Lukasiewicz, filed the first cases against the NFL and originated the NFL concussion litigation.
He had seen some other doctors prior to the settlement becoming effective. Who said, look, he has many neurodegenerative issues.
Diagnosed with dementia and Parkinson's disease, Marshall filed a claim with the NFL concussion settlement. In 2017, his claim for Parkinson's disease was approved, entitling him to a monetary award of $1.9 million. But months later, the NFL claims administrator reviewed his claim and reversed the award, stating that his Parkinson's diagnosis was not generally consistent with the settlement criteria because his condition was, quote, stable, not characteristic of the progressive decline of Parkinson's, and also because alternative explanations are likely, namely CTE.
Just like that. And that I had to see another set of doctors. And I'm like, what kind of game is this?
You're approved. Actually, hang on. You're not approved. We challenge this. And you got to go through the whole testing all over again.
Correct. And in the process of seeing those doctors, his neuropsychological tests somehow improved. But the reasoning and rationale that they did is because they applied race-based normative data to Leonard.
The settlement agreement negotiated by the NFL required the neuropsychologist to apply the race-based norms, which is to say they adjusted Marshall's results because he is black. His examination results state it very clearly. All scores below are demographically adjusted based on Mr. Marshall's age, education, gender, and race. The NFL in June said they would end the controversial practice referred to as race norming, a practice that made it harder for black retirees to show a deficit and qualify for an award. The claims administrator would not comment on Marshall's claim to News Nation.
It makes me feel like, well, I don't even want to say the explicit word. I think you'll get the gist of my drift with that. It hurts.
When race is used to differentiate between people of the same group organization, that's a civil rights violation and it needs investigated.
I am a victim of race norming.
I am a victim of race norming.
Race norming is ridiculous. It's got to go. Class counsel Chris Seeger, he's got to go.
Chris Seeger, the attorney who negotiated the settlement on behalf of the players, toured the country in 2017 singing its praises.
I think it's really, really good. And it accomplishes the goal that we set out to achieve from day one, which was to get help to the players and their families who need it now.
Seeger also initially said he saw no evidence of racial bias in the administration of the settlement fund, but recently pivoted and apologized for any pain the program has caused. He also said those with a diagnosis prior to 2017 would be paid.
Because if you have a diagnosis of a neurocognitive or neuromuscular problem before that date, and it was done by a board-certified, legitimate doctor, those diagnoses will be honored in the settlement.
But that's not what happened with Marshall. Seeger declined to comment, citing a recent gag order in the case.
This isn't a settlement. This is a claims process that less than 5% of the former players have only been paid. I truly believe that the Attorney General's office or the Department of Justice needs to look at what's going on here.
In the 7 years since the settlement was created, NFL reports 20,558 registered class members, just over 3,200 claim packages received, less than 1,300 players have been paid. And yet, the attorney who negotiated the settlement, Chris Seeger, has been awarded at least $64 million by the judge presiding over this case.
Why is there unfairness to these former players?
It's obvious it's a broken system.
Why is everybody getting paid but these former players?
It's obvious that something has failed here.
And Rich McHugh joins us right now. Rich, I'm sure people watching this will say these are conditions diagnosed by an expert, in some cases, most if not all, approved by the NFL. How can they reverse that and not follow through on these claims?
Well, that's precisely what these former players are saying themselves. They're saying, look, you guys created these rules, this criteria. You said if you have a diagnosis from a board-certified neurologist, you qualify under the terms of this settlement. And clearly in Leonard's case, that's not happening. And in many of the players that I've spoken to, that is simply not happening. And they don't know why. They don't know why they're being denied.
So the NFL has also agreed to change this process that you mentioned, that basically changes the baseline of neurological, I guess, status based on race. Now that they've agreed that they're going to change this process, does that mean these players will qualify again for these rewards that in some cases they were supposed to get?
That remains to be seen, but the players that I've spoken to, and they say nothing has changed in their cases. They say the right thing that should happen is if they had a diagnosis, just pay those players. Mm-hmm. Like, agree to what you said you were going to do instead of fighting them tooth and nail on it.
All right, so I want to ask you more about CTE and why it's not included in this, but we have another couple nights with more reports from you. Let's talk about what we see tomorrow.
Tomorrow, we're going to speak to two doctors. I spoke to a number of doctors in my reporting, but two doctors agreed to go on the record, and they were hired by the NFL to treat these players, to diagnose these players, and one was fired and one left because of the whole experience. They approved them for settlement for the monies, and their claims were all denied. And they said, you know, the NFL doesn't want our opinion.
All right, we'll see you with more on that tomorrow. Rich McHugh, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank
we
you.
Appreciate it.